has become a full-blown reception by the consul. But it can't be helped, Mr. Washburn explains. In the touchy atmosphere of a country under embargo, you have to be careful not to step on any toes. In our own house, Lucinda tries on every one of her dressy dresses, Mommy watching and commenting. They have an ongoing argument about necklines and bare shoulders. Finally, they settle on a strapless pale yellow gown, a hand-me-down from a glamorous aunt who used to be a beauty queen before she married and had kids. It has a narrow waist and a crinoline skirt that bells out like a ballerina's tutu. Lucinda agrees to wear a shawl, not to be modest, but to hide the rash on her neck that won't go away. That shawl must not come off, Mommy keeps reminding Lucinda, who is disgusted enough to roll her eyes at me in the absence of a friend her own age. As for you, young lady, Mommy says, turning to me, I hope you know this is an exception. Of course, I know that going to a night party where there will be boys is unusual for a girl who has not yet turned 15. But this is supposed to be a family gathering, hosted by our neighbors next door. I'm glad I haven't told Mommy about my feelings for Sam, or she would make me stay home, trying to fall asleep to Elvis Presley howling, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog," or the merengue band singing, "Compadre Pedro Juan," and "Last Night I Dreamt About You." And I would die if I didn't get to dance with Sammy. Theotony is back. Every night, visitors drop in to see him. They sit on our patio, talking for hours. Sometimes they walk off to his casita for more privacy. Mr. Washburn often joins them.